Seattle's just weeks away from electing its new city council, and today we take a look at District 7. It includes downtown, Belltown, and Magnolia. Sally Bagshaw is a city council incumbent. She was first elected back in 2009. Before that, Sally Bagshaw was a King County deputy prosecutor. Her opponent is Deborah Zeck Artis. She's currently a Boeing employee and formerly president of the Queen Anne Recreation Advisory Council. They spoke about a recent police crackdown on crime in the downtown area, and Sally Bagshaw told Ross Reynolds she supports that effort.
What was best about the crackdown was it wasn't just an effort to criminalize behavior. It was to identify people who had other options and that we could move them up and out of downtown. For example, we did arrest about 100 people. A third of those were identified as serious criminals with bad backgrounds. Another third were people that perhaps were using for themselves. They were selling to use. And then there was another group that really could qualify for our LEAD program, the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program. So we were able to get case managers with people, find them housing, and move them up and on. And that's a real key. If you want to be successful with a crackdown like this, it's got to coordinate with human services.
So problem solved, all done, or does something else need to be
done? It's always something we need to work on. But we are seeing improvement, and we're seeing improvement in Belltown, seeing improvement in other neighborhoods along Pioneer Square. It takes vigilance.
Deborah Artis, same question for you. What do you think about what the police has done and what needs to be done when it comes to crime in that particular area of downtown, 3rd and Pine?
Definitely cut down on the crime in the area, but it moved out of that area into the neighborhood. So the people that were downtown that didn't end up back in jail are all over Seattle. They're up by Seattle U. They're up by Capitol Hill. They're in Fremont and Ballard and Queen Anne and Uptown and Inner Bay. So all it did was just spread them out instead of having them concentrated in one area. So it really wasn't, while the idea was good, it really wasn't coordinated, I think, effectively.
So what do you think would be done to keep it from spreading out? It's a common thing. Target one neighborhood and the crime disperses.
That's exactly what it
does. So what do you do about that?
Well, if you're going to do that, you have to have it coordinated with all the other neighborhoods. So you can have the people identified who are there and then watch to where they go and beef up the police activity in those other neighborhoods and also the social services in those other neighborhoods so that they can be taken care of properly. And that was not done. So we've got I talked to the people who own property down in Uptown, and the amount of crime and property damage and break-ins that they're experiencing just skyrocketed when the 9.5 block thing started downtown.
Sally Bagshaw, do you agree that it basically just dispersed the crime to other places?
No, I don't agree with that, and neither does the data. Our police department has assembled data, provided more police officers on the street, and the percentage of crime is down across the city, and that's violent crime as well as the petty crime that annoys all of us.
Let me ask you about a couple of things that are going to be on the ballot with you. Deborah Zeck Artis, when it comes to the Move Seattle levy, $930 million, quite a bit more than the last one. Do you support it?
No, sir, I don't.
Why not?
Because I don't see line items. There's too much openness in it. They designed it to be open so that they could use the money that they, however somebody deemed correct. But we need to have line items. You can't just have $100 million sitting out there with no direction to it. And the literature says one thing, but the literature said that in Bridge the Gap, and it didn't happen.
You're not the only one. What do you think about that, Sally Bagshaw? First of all, do you support Move Seattle?
I do.
And what about that accusation that it's a little too vague? Nothing's nailed down when it comes to the budget items.
Well, I think that that's wrong. If you look at the over 100-page program itself that has been put out, there are very specific line items, things like 7 new bus rapid transit lines, the idea of having safe routes to school in every neighborhood. Those are identified, the 150 blocks of sidewalks, where those are going to be. Those are identified. They've been worked on by the group that includes the freight corridors, our pedestrians, our bicyclists, our entire transportation plan. This is not something that came from a vacuum. It's people looking at what do we need, reaching out, over 9,000 public comments, dozens and dozens of public outreach meetings. We know what has to happen and where it needs to go. And I think that people who are saying that it's not definite enough, forget the fact that over 9 years, we have to change, and we have to change to respond to things that happen, whether it's an earthquake, whether it is just simply 100,000 more people coming in and choosing where to move.
Deborah Artis, that's kind of the flip side of it. You can't decide now what you're going to need in 7-8 years down the line, so we do need flexibility.
We do need some flexibility, but we also need to know, we know what has to be done. Greenwood needs sidewalks. Okay, and there are a ton of other things that need to be done that have been identified, but they are not specifically targeted. And the League of Women Voters analyzed this thing upside down and backwards and forwards, and they were very, very concerned about the bill.
But it's not as though that money just goes into an account for people to start writing checks on. There is going to be oversight from perhaps you as a city council member and from citizens and from other interested parties. Why don't you think that oversight is sufficient?
Well, maybe with this new council it will be, but with the old council, I don't think it was.
What about the accountability issue, Sally Bagshaw? Some say there's not enough accountability.
Well, I cannot imagine how much more accountability you could have than the Citizen Oversight Group. We've done that for Bridging the Gap, and as you know, what happened with Bridging the Gap was very positive. All the money was spent where they said it was going to be spent, and actually more projects were built than anybody anticipated, because when Bridging the Gap was passed 8 years ago, we were at the bottom of the recession. So we could get more for our money, and more projects were built. So the kinds of things that we've seen, like fixing the arterials going up on Elliott, for example, the pedestrian walkways, the greenways that people are seeing in their neighborhoods, which is really making a difference for people to walk and ride their bikes. That is the kind of thing that happened in Bridging the Gap with great oversight, and we're going to do that and more going forward.
Deborah Seck Artis and Sally Bagshaw with KUOW's Ross Reynolds. They're running for the District 7 City Council seat. That's here in Seattle. And there's much, much more to that conversation. You can hear the full interview online at kuow.org.